Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Nepal's hard at work fixing the country from the violent earthquake that ripped through it over a year ago. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says after the earthquake,
we kind of identified areas that nobody else was working, and we chose those as our impact areas. We mobilized volunteers from overseas. We connected with the local church.
But the earthquake was just one tragedy that hit.
In the midst of responding to the earthquake, of rebuilding their infrastructure, rebuilding the country, they also dealt with this huge political issue.
The government and the Constitution changed, resulting in a major blockade, depriving people of necessities for months. Yet over this trying year, BGR has seen the church stay strong.
Seeing the church in Nepal step up and begin to minister to folks in need in a way that shows the love of Christ and then facilitates them sharing the truth of Christ.
And an extreme drought is wreaking havoc in Africa. Food security is predicted to become a huge issue, but Global Aid Network is handing out seeds and bringing in water irrigation systems. Gaines, Mark Gaither.
The same water that you're irrigating or using will grow 10 times the amount of food because of the technology.
As they hand out seeds, they're also teaching people about Christ. But there are some setbacks.
Some countries are looking at all humanitarian aid coming in as a potential source of tax revenue. That is a ministry killer, because then instead of much-needed ministry dollars going directly to the people who are receiving the benefit of the humanitarian aid, the vast majority of that is going into government coffers.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events plus the gospel connections at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.